True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
And off and running on a Tuesday into a Wednesday morning, Gordon Damer here on The Fan, 888-808-1019, the telephone number with you for the next 5 hours, taking you up until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. And plenty to talk about tonight. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Your overnight oasis. And a very happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. As back in the day, this was the day. The Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. Everybody back home getting ready to go out on the night. The busiest night on the social calendar. Those days are long in the past. But a very happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there, with the lone exception to the construction crew at the Holland Tunnel. Those people can go straight you know where. That tunnel, who designed that tunnel? I got to find out who designed that tunnel. Oh, that's the worst tunnel in America. It's got to be. But we got a lot of sports on the table tonight. You got the football on Thanksgiving. Week 13 is here. Already week 13. In the NFL, this is where the rubber really hits the road for teams, and some very interesting games that we'll get into a little bit later on. The NBA season's rolling on. The Knicks with a story today that certainly caught my eye. But I got to be honest, most of my attention has still been focused on the baseball. Focused on the Mets, focused on the Yankees. And for the Mets, it's day one since the incident. It's like that show Pluribus. Day one since the Nimmo trade, since Met fans are getting used to life without Brandon Nimmo, how will they ever carry on without him? And we heard from Marcus Semien today, who I believe lied to all of our faces, but we'll get to that a little bit later on. But, you know, there's still plenty of fallout from Hal Steinbrenner's little Zoom gathering. And the one point that I think everyone has gotten wrong over the last 24 hours, well, maybe not everyone, but certainly more Yankee fans than not. The issue with Hal is not in any way how much he spends. That's not the problem for the Yankees. Sure, we'd like him to spend more. Sure, we'd like him to spend $400 million, $500 million, whatever it takes to win a World Series. But the Yankees spend plenty. They have spent plenty. They'll continue to spend plenty. And I'll be honest with you, all the ramifications of the sports business, it's boring to me. I'm a sports fan. I'm not interested in the finances. I watch sports to get away from the finances, specifically my finances. But the problem with Hal, as we mentioned last night, he's just not a passionate guy. And for a fan base that is defined by its passion, there's not going to be a right answer until it feels like, if you don't win, at least show me that you care about not winning. There was nothing in that press conference that made you feel like Hal Steinbrenner was ticked off that the Yankees haven't won in 16 years, that he's annoyed, that he's aggravated. He's annoyed and aggravated. People keep asking him about how much money he spends or how much money he makes. That aggravates him. Clearly, that was apparent. But the anger and frustration about not winning a World Series, and as long as the Yankees' World Series drought has gone on, that was not apparent at all. At least not to me, and I think not to you. It's clear what the Yankees' plan is this offseason, and it's the same every year. And they have changed the mission statement. Hal Steinbrenner has changed the mission statement. The fans haven't changed. They're as passionate as ever. But the Yankees, they have changed what the goal is every single year. Now for the Yankees, the goal is be good, make the playoffs, hope to get hot in October, and maybe one of these years, things will roll right, and you'll win a World Series, and everybody will be happy for a change. But if it doesn't happen, oh well. But we got to be good. We got to make the playoffs. And they have tried to, I don't know if it's convinced themselves, simply convince us that the playoffs, they are just this wild crapshoot nobody could possibly predict. But the issue with the Yankees is not how much they spend. Up until really recently, like the last few years, over the last two decades, nobody has spent more on payroll than the Yankees. But unfortunately for Hal Steinbrenner, he's got a couple of problems. One, the person who is spending the money has not done a very good job of it, and it seems like has a job for life. He's practically a member of the family. He's like the fifth Steinbrenner child. And he's not going anywhere. The manager's not going anywhere, and nothing ever changes. And for a fan base that is as passionate as you can get, and they watch year in and year out their team not win, that's going to rub the fan base the wrong way. And you know, for a Yankee organization that schools players on messaging, perhaps, just perhaps, that same organization might want to inform the owner that he might want to work on some messaging for the future. Because it's safe to say Hal Steinbrenner did not win the press conference. Hal Steinbrenner did not win the Zoom call. I don't know if that's a phrase, but he did not. Now, it was not Adam Gase type bad. In terms of losing the press conference, that one was 72-0. But Hal certainly did not win the press conference, the Zoom call, or whatever you want to do. The issue with Hal, though, is not how much he spends. It's who he allows to spend the money with no repercussions or ramifications. Name me another GM in any sport who has been the GM, the guy, the point guy, the guy running the organization for 16 years without a championship in that sport. I'll wait. I'll listen at 888-808-1019. The mission statement for the Yankees has changed, and Hal Steinbrenner is the person who changed it. But the issue is not how much they spend. It's how bad they want to win, which is not bad enough. Now for the Mets, and Met fans, as we all sit patiently to wait for the next deal, because you know it's coming. I don't know if it's coming tomorrow. I don't know if it's coming this weekend, but it's coming sooner or later. There's going to be more deals to be made. And I think that it seems like there are those who I have heard and who I respect their opinion, who think that the Marcus Semien move, and this is going to be fascinating to me, because again, what I said was this offseason, to me, the most telling thing about the Mets is who's running the Mets? Is it really David Stern's operation? Or is Steve Cohen going to put his finger on the scale every once in a while about a move that he wants? And I've heard a lot of people say that the Marcus Semien deal, that they think that that means it's more likely, not less likely, that Pete Alonso is back with the Mets next year. Now, I have to see that to believe it. I have to see Pete Alonso getting a new five-year contract from the New York Mets and David Stearns. I find that very hard to believe. And it seems like people, though, feel like it's not only that he's more likely to be back, but the feeling is that the owner and the reason for the trade for Semien was because the owner has informed the GM that Pete is going to be back. So design a team that that minimizes the impact of Pete's bad defense at first base. Right? Go get a gold glove level second baseman. Pete doesn't have to wander as far from the bag. Now, I don't know if any of this is true. We'll have to wait and see. Only time will tell, as they say. But if that is true, if the reason for the move to bring in Marcus Semien is to improve the infield defense so you can minimize and mask the bad defense of Pete Alonso, and that Steve Cohen has told David Stearns that Pete's coming back one way or the other because he's a fan favorite, that is as bad of news that you could have as a New York Met fan. And that is the worst sign of the ownership of Steve Cohen. Let me get this straight. The billionaire owner has now instructed the genius GM who he waited for years to...
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Was spinning his heels waiting for David Stearns to become available. Could have went and gotten somebody else. Could have walked in the door with somebody who was the long-term, you know, ready to go right away, not wait things out and spend a ton of money trying to mask things until David Stearns became available. But the billionaire owner has instructed the genius GM, hey, we're going to bring back a guy who is the complete opposite of how you would build a baseball team. And you can like it or not, but that's what we're going to do. Well, then that's a sign that there is no road forward for the New York Mets. This is a major, major problem. Because Steve Cohen, as smart as he is, and he is obviously a real-world genius, it's clear he's not a baseball genius. That would be David Stearns' title. That would be why you brought David Stearns in here, to build not just a good team in the present, but to build a sustainable winner. And if you're saying that, well, he'll have the leeway to do that to a certain extent, but at the end of the day, if there's something I really want, I don't care what the genius GM thinks. I'm going to put my foot down and sign a player who goes against the way the genius GM would build a team. That makes no sense. What was the point of waiting out David Stearns? Now, as I said last night, It's possible you as a Met fan think, I don't care about David Stearns. I don't think he's going to do a good job. Well, then fire him now. Get rid of him. Don't put handcuffs on him. Allow him to operate freely. That's the point of going and getting the guy. And it's not like Steve Cohen has some great track record as a baseball genius. He's the guy that went and signed Max Scherzer for $130 million. He's the guy who went and signed Justin Verlander for, what was it, $86 million. He's the guy who gave 8 years to Brandon Nimmo that you basically had to move heaven and earth to get rid of that contract 3 years in. He's the guy who gave $50 million to Jeff McNeil. And the team that Steve Cohen put together with all his riches and all his money was so bad that at the trade deadline, they basically had to give up and trade away a whole bunch of salary and eat it all and miss out on the playoffs again. What did they win? 78 games, 77 games, whatever it was? And they gave up. It was so bad. So it makes no sense. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Again, only time will tell. But just put it together. Put your fandom aside for a second. And let's run through this one last time. David Stearns is going to look to break up this core because obviously the core that has been here has not been consistent enough. And if it was going to happen for them, it would have happened by now. And in the process, he wants to get this team to be a better functioning baseball team, a better defensive baseball team. He has said that. What sense would it make to improve the defense in left field if at the end of the day, you're going to bring back the first baseman who is, by all metrics, a below average first baseman who's 31 years old? It makes no sense. So I think at the end of the day, I still have to wait and see if Pete Alonso was actually back. If I was betting right now, if I was on my FanDuel app, or if I was on Polymarket or whatever the prediction markets are, I would still think at the end of the day, Pete's not going to be back. Because I still would have to believe Steve Cohen's a smart guy. He realizes he's not a baseball executive. And last year, he put his finger on the scale and made sure Pete was back. He didn't want him to leave the way he was with coming off a bad year and no real contract offers out there that were respectable. So he went out there and forced David Stearns to make sure that Pete was back for another year. And he came back and he had a solid season and can kind of reset his market. But that was a year coming off an appearance in the NLCS. It made sense not to make too many changes that season. But you know, David Stearns, if he had his druthers, he would not have brought back Pete last year. And that was off an appearance in the playoffs and a playoff run. Coming off of one of the most embarrassing regular seasons in Met history, that's a book with a few chapters. And the one that happened last year might be the thickest chapter in that book. If there was ever a time for radical wholesale changes of tearing it down and building it back up, this would be the offseason to do it. Because again, this is not like last year. Pete's not looking for a one-year contract. If he were looking for another one-year contract, all right, maybe you take the dip once again and you deal with it. This is supposed to be the year Pete finally gets a multi-year contract from someone, somewhere, for a big boatload of money. I find it very hard to believe, even now, that that team is going to be the New York Mets. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get your phone calls involved. Lots of stuff to do tonight. We'll take a look ahead to the football and the Giants game this weekend. The Jets with another game. Playing out the string. Rolling them up. Getting closer to the offseason. Can't get here fast enough for the Jets and for the Giants. But the Giants actually have some fascinating storylines, especially when it comes to the quarterback, so we'll get into that. Also, the next head coach. Who is the favorite to become the next head coach. I got a new name for you, so we'll run through that tonight. Also, the possibility of trading for a head coach. Lots of stuff on the Giants for tonight. And the Knicks getting into the mix as well. Who knew? 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Just getting started. Gordon Damer right here on The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.